This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good morning from the Giant Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania, as we have the PIAA Wrestling Championships, starting with the Class 2A preliminary round coming up here momentarily. I'm Jason Tennant. I'll carry you through the day here in Chocolate Town. We will have action from 2A. We will have action from the girls tournament, and then 3A action to follow later on. Going to give you a rundown of the day and how the broadcast is going to look throughout the day. Also give you an idea of all the local wrestlers we have here competing at the Giant Center today. But first, we want to let you know that our broadcast all weekend long being brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, by attorney John Patricic, by Advanced Orthopedics and Advanced Rehabilitation, by Day Insurance Agency, by Angelo's Restaurant, and by Camera Bartolotta for Senate. Coverage also brought to you today by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by Saris Candies, by Washington County Real Estate Expo, by the Hernberger Insurance Agency, and by Quality Quick. Coverage here from Hershey brought to you by Washington Financial Bank, by the Washington County College Center operated by the Community College of Beaver County, by the Observer Reporter, by CNX Dreamfields, by Chambers Insurance Agency, by Visit Green, and by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Coverage also brought to you today by Shaft Drillers International, by Waynesburg University, by McCracken Pharmacy, by Cornerstone Care, by Royal Ivy Rentals, by Iron Synergy, and by Kinetic. This, of course, a joint broadcast between the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net, can be heard live on WJPA.com, also live on greensports.net, and on the air at WJPA 1450 AM. So we have 12 wrestlers competing here from Washington Greene County in the 2A classification. There'll be another 14 when the girls take to the mats, and 11 3A wrestlers from Washington and Greene County. Run it down for you here in 2A. Bentworth has two. Drake McClure at 139. Owen Ivsick at 160. Beth Center has three. Mason Wright at 139. Malachi Peak at 189. And Noah Lehew at 215. Burgesstown with one. That's Carter Cadis at 139 pounds. Jefferson Morgan with two. 107. Braden Hanning. We'll see him immediately when wrestling starts. And at 102, Lucas Barr at 133. And at 152, Victor Bonus. Wash High has one representative, 145 pounds, Caleb Patton. And for West Greene, they have one as well, 285, Colin White. There are a few of these guys in the preliminary round. I mentioned we'll see Braden Hanning here almost instantly. He'll be bout number three on the day. Then we'll have about a 20-bout break until we see our next wrestlers at 139 pounds. It'll be Mason Wright and Carter Cadis. 145, Caleb Patton, 152, Victor Bonus. All those guys will be wrestling in this preliminary round, as well as Alec Palco at 160 and Malachi Peak at 189. If I didn't mention those other names, those guys have already, they'll start in the first round, if you will. They do not have a pigtail to worry about here this morning. The way we'll cover this is the way we did it last year as well. Through these early rounds, we'll focus intensely on the local wrestlers and exclusively on the local wrestlers. When we don't have any local action on the mats, we will step aside. We'll take you back to programming on the FM side of WJPA, and we will be sure to break in every single time there is local action on the mats, and you can be sure to just stay tuned right there, and you will hear all of the local bouts. Now, as the tournament proceeds and we get into Friday evening, where I will no longer be here, but Greg Warnock and Greg Smith will be taking over. When we get into Friday evening, it'll be a little more like you're used to hearing, not really stepping away, but covering all the action as we get through the higher rounds into the semifinals start Friday evening for all three tournaments, and, of course, right through the finals on Saturday. So just to kind of give you a lay of the land and how things are going to go here from the Giant Center in Hershey as we are just about set to get things underway. With that in mind, we'll step aside again. We've got some action right out of the gate with Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning at 107 pounds. We'll have that for you right here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back here to the Giant Center. Just kind of waiting on things to get going. Usually there's an anthem about 8:55, but things may be slightly delayed. We'll see if they get things started here momentarily. Mentioned 14 girls competing here in the tournament and 11 in 3A as well. And interestingly enough with this schedule, it's hard for me to believe. They've added, starting last year, they've added a third tournament with the, essentially a third and a new, you know, a whole third tournament with the girls coming here. And yet they're still able to wrap up earlier than they ever used to. When you look at the finals that are taking place all together, which is also a different format, 2A girls and 3A finals will all be at the same time. They start at 4 o'clock on Saturday. It's hard to imagine that, you know, you used to get out of here at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night when it was all said and done with the 3A finals, and now they've added a tournament, but yet you can still be completely done by about 6:30 on Saturday. So just interesting how all that has come together schedule-wise and how they've revamped the schedule. More mats and different rounds and that sort of thing, but it is interesting. You can add more wrestling, but get out of here earlier than you used to. On a Saturday, they do wrestle all the semifinals together on Friday night. They wrestle all the championship, the consolation finals are wrestled all together on Saturday, as well as the championship finals wrestled all together on Saturday. So I think it's a nice format. You still get the finals all together. You know, it's not what it used to be with the finals on one single mat at the end of the tournament. And it's not what you had before with the first, third, fifth, and seventh place matches all the time at the same time. But it is finals on three different mats with 2A girls and 3A, which is pretty exciting as well. Looks like we are about to get going. I'm assuming we'll have an anthem here. They've cleared the mats. We've heard that announcement. So we'll step aside. Braden Hanning is coming your way from Jefferson Morgan here at 107 pounds. We'll have that for you. Next on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast?
Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Perfect timing as the anthem has just finished up, and it was just an instrumental version this time around. It's always nice when we get the vocalists from various high schools around the state, but that was not the case here this morning. Brayden Hanning coming out here at 107 pounds for Jefferson Morgan, going to take on Franklin's Seth Hollerman, who is a freshman here in the 2A classification. Winner here would take on the Southwest champion, Cooper Deputy, out of Chestnut Ridge, who was an undefeated 48-0. Seth Hollerman with a record of 31-8. Brayden Hanning with a record of 24-8. And they'll be wrestling here on the, if you've been to the Giant Center before, you know the mat. The red mat with the gray circle, the Giant Center logo in the middle. All the other mats around are either Army National Guard or My House, kind of generic looking, but this one is the typical Giant Center. And here is a double leg shot by Brayden Hanning. And he's trying to finish this, trying to get around behind, got to get the leg behind, and he does indeed. A three-point takedown here for Brayden Hanning, who gets out to a good start here against Seth Hollerman. Tight waist here from Hanning. Now goes up top. Maybe trying to look for a cradle here is Hanning, but now he's going to get a little loose, and Hollerman's going to kick out and get the escape. So now to their feet they come, and Hanning driving into Hollerman. Now a bear hug on the edge of the mat, trying to lift and bring him down on the edge. Trying to keep a left toe in is Hanning, but a roll by Hollerman takes them both out of bounds. Good action here, 45 seconds in. Brayden Hanning with a 3-1 lead. Shot here by Hanning, didn't get in. Got cut in the front, headlock, and look out. Maybe a cradle here from Hollerman. Looks like he has the cradle locked up, and he will get the three. So now Hollerman takes a 4-3 lead. He does have this side cradle, but I don't know that he's got enough leverage to turn Hanning, and there he does turn him, but Hanning rolls right on through. No back points. Cradle still locked here, and now he'll let go of it. And Hanning will come to his feet and separate, and now it's 4-4. Ear-to-ear tie up now. Now got a single leg here, does Hanning. Wizard applied, but Hanning's going to get the takedown. He's going to take Hollerman to his back. Brayden Hanning is looking for the fall, and he's got it. Time of the fall is 1:31, and Brayden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan has advanced into the next round here at the Giant Center. And, of course, if you advance out of these pigtails, as Hanning just did, you're not going to wrestle a consolation today. You wouldn't wrestle another consolation until the second round of consolations. Any first-round matches that involve a pigtail winner will not wrestle consolations today. So Hanning knows for sure with that quick fall in 1:31, He'll not only wrestle another match today, but it will not be an elimination match, and he cannot be eliminated today. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, winner by fall, and on to the next round. He'll have a tough competitor up next with Cooper Deputy, undefeated at 48-0. I didn't even get to it because the fall happened so quickly, but Hanning and Hollerman had never met. Obviously, Hollerman just a freshman, but I was a little intrigued. You know, you try to look for common opponents. They both had wrestled a guy named Grayson Juglim. I don't know. Somebody from Bel Vernon. His name is, I guess it's Guglimio of Bel Vernon. And Hollerman had a much easier time. Got a tech fall in 4 minutes, a 23-3 win. When Hanning beat him, it was just a 3-1 decision. So I thought Hanning might have his hands full in this bout just based on that. That's about the only information I had. But that was not the case. Hanning, very impressive victory by fall here in the preliminary round. We're going to step aside. We'll bring you back. Our next wrestler coming up locally won't be until 139 pounds, about 20 bout difference between Hanning and the next one coming up, which is Mason Wright. Also, Carter Cadis, also at 139. So we will see those guys before too long. It won't take long to get there. But until we do get there, we're going to step aside and take you back to programming on WJPA-FM. We'll be back here at the Giant Center when we have a lot of local action coming up with a couple at 139, 145, and 152, all coming up in this pigtail round here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. We do have Carter Cadis listed on deck. Mason Wright still apparently in the hole. I have one complaint here early on here from the Giant Center. We're used to be able to seeing on deck and in the hole bouts on the Jumbotron, and they have taken the screen down multiple times. It clearly appears they're trying to fix the issue. But at this point, we're barely able to see what is on deck, which will make my job a little more difficult in making sure we catch everything coming up here, as we have a lot of local wrestlers coming up at 145, 152, 16 here in this preliminary round. So we await Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. Cadis going to take on Caden Kleinman of Montoursville. And again, still don't see the bout with Mason Wright. He is two bouts after Mason Wright of Beth Center and Michael Gorrell of Conwell Egan. Should be in the hole somewhere, but like I said, we can't see that as we normally are able to. So while the bout preceding Carter Cadis is currently in its first period, step aside real quick. We'll have that full match from Carter Cadis of Burgettstown and a lot more local action coming your way right here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
From the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Right, we are awaiting Carter Cadis. He'll be on mat one. The Jumbotron is completely down now, so that would not be helpful if that continues that way. Hopefully they're just getting it fixed and we'll be back to a normal situation. Carter Cadis and Caden Kleinman. Kleinman is a sophomore out of Montoursville, record 37-19. Carter Cadis, sophomore out of Burgettstown, record 31-16. They have not ever faced each other. One common opponent, Jake Wright of Trinity, who has faced Carter Cadis multiple times. Cadis has never beaten Jake Wright. Was pinned three times and lost a 4-2 decision over the last couple of seasons. Caden Kleinman's only bout with Wright came earlier this year, where Kleinman picked up a 13-9 decision. So Kleinman has defeated Jake Wright, who Cadis never has. That's something to keep in mind as we get to action here. Still listed on deck as Carter Cadis, and now we do have Mason Wright listed on deck as well. He'll be coming up on mat four. Mason Wright, the senior out of Beth Center, will be taking on Michael Gorell of Conwell Egan. And we've reached the end of two periods on mat one as we await Cadis. Mat 4, the clock doesn't seem to be showing on the Jumbotron, but they are wrestling down there. Got some issues with Jumbotron here today. Take a look at the comparison between Wright and Gorell that we'll see coming up as well. These two have not faced each other either. They do have one common opponent, Tyler Detweiler of Palmyra, who Mason Wright is 1-1 against. And Michael Gorell lost a major decision 10-2 to Detweiler of Palmyra. Gorell a 35-8 record as a senior, as a sophomore. Mason Wright a 37-13 record as a senior. these two wrestlers here, Cadis and Wright, and then we'll have Caleb Patton and Victor Bonus coming up as well in these preliminaries, these pigtails. Alec Palko is at 160 for Jefferson Morgan. So a lot of local action forthcoming here in these pigtails. Again, we'll have action for you. All of the local wrestlers. Obviously, if we get multiple wrestlers on at the same time, which very well may happen here, we'll be bouncing back and forth between the two. But for the most part, focusing strictly on a single mat where local action is occurring. And we'll do that throughout the day here for 2A, the girls' tournament, and 3A, of course. We do have a final on mat one, so we will now see Carter Cadis coming out. And we do see Cadis and Caden Kleinman out here on mat one. Mat four is our other reference point, and we're waiting to see Mason Wright out there. They are currently in the second period, so maybe some time to focus on Cadis here. Carter Cadis underway with Caden Kleinman. 139-pound preliminary round action. Snap of the head there by Cadis. Now with an underhook on the left side, they're tied up. Here on the edge of the mat. Trying to go down on a single there as Kleinman brought back up the body by Cadis, and they'll get a restart as they step out of bounds. Head tap, now a single leg shot by Cadis. He's on the single leg, draped up over and grabbing an ankle here is Kleinman. Cadis trying to come up through the legs. Now it's Kleinman reaching back to try to peel the hands away of Cadis. Cadis maintains that single leg, just hanging on. Now Kleinman trying to come around behind. If he can get that leg free, Kleinman will be in a great position here to get the opening takedown. A minute gone in the bout. Cadis still wrapped around. Now we will get the stalemate. 56 seconds remaining, first period. Things are not updating very well here. We don't even have the updated scoring on flow here. So a little bit flying blind, but here's Cadis ear to ear as he kind of shoves into Kleinman. Now Kleinman tried to go down and reach a single, and he almost got put to his back there as he came up empty, but they're out of bounds, and 20 seconds remain. Couple of head taps here as the first period winding down between Cadis and Kleinman. And we're going to head to the second period. Kleinman out of Montoursville. Cadis out of Burgettstown. Choices to Kleinman. He chooses bottom here to start the second period. Got to keep an eye out. Obviously watching Matt Four for Wright, but I don't want to miss Caleb Patton at 145. He's clear at the bottom of that bracket, so that should help us out. But without seeing that on deck, got to be very, very attentive here to what's happening on all six mats until we can get that working better. Right now we can't even see the on-deck matches. Any matches, for that matter, on the Jumbotron. Minute and a half to go here in the second period as Kleiman has come to his feet and got himself an escape. Kleiman leads 1-0. Second local wrestler we have out here today is Carter Cadis of Burgettstown after Braden Hanning got started off on the right foot with a fall in his 107-pound pigtail. Cadis and Kleiman now separate again. About midway through the bout here. Snap down there by Cadis. Looking to get to a leg, but can't get there. Looks like we may have overtime running on mat four. Getting in the waning moments of that bout, tied up at three, and that's where we'll see Mason Wright coming up. Now here's a single leg by Kleiman. Whizzer applied by Cadis. Trying to fight this off is Carter Cadis, and Cadis uses that Whizzer to take Kleiman down. He got him wrapped and took him down. Stuck the Whizzer in. Now he's got a headlock going, and Carter Cadis is looking for the fall. But Kleiman going to roll on top, and now it's Kleiman rolling out of bounds, but keeping one foot in. Now he's got Cadis on his back. So let's sort this out. Going to be near fall for Cadis. He got the takedown and four near fall points. That's going to get him to seven. Then a reversal for Kleiman makes it 7-3, and he adds four near fall points. We are tied at seven. So it started on a takedown attempt by Kleiman. That Whizzer stuck in there by Cadis. He broke the grip and then all of a sudden took Kleiman to his back immediately. Then Kleiman rolled all the way through, staying in bounds, and got Cadis on his back. All the scoring is right, 7-7 as we've reached the end of two periods. And that was a wild flurry of action between Carter Cadis and Caden Kleiman. But we're all knotted at seven as we head to the third. It'll be Cadis's choice. And he's going to choose bottom to start this third period. Looks like Mason Wright will be getting underway here as well. On mat four, as that bout has just come to a close. Cadis tried to sit out, couldn't get away from Kleiman. Tied at seven, 1:48 to go here in regulation. Legs in for Kleiman. Working up around the head here, maybe a half on the right side for Kleiman. Tough to see from this angle what he has on that right side. Just has Cadis flattened out near the edge of the mat. Mason Wright about to get underway with Michael Gorrell. They are now underway on mat four. Cadis just totally flat right now. Shot attempt there by Gorrell. Scramble near the edge of the mat. They'll say they're out of bounds. No points awarded there between Wright and Gorrell. Minute four to go in the Cadis bout. 7-7. With Carter Cadis working from the bottom. Caleb Patton is out here now as well on mat three. I'm happy I caught him, but I missed a period. I apologize. Caleb Patton is out here. He has been taken down in the first period. He'll start the second period working from the bottom. Caleb Patton. So three Washington County wrestlers out here at the same time. Carter Cadis, no change. Still working from the bottom. No change on mat four either. They're wrestling neutral. And Caleb Patton about to start his second period. Working from the bottom position. Cadis tried to sit out again. He has broken back down. And Kleiman is working on riding out an entire third period here on Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. 41 seconds remain in the first period for Wright and Gorrell. 30 seconds are gone in the second period for Patton, still working from the bottom and down 3-0. And we go to overtime on mat one. Overtime mat one with Carter Cadis. Cadis and Kleiman, overtime. Jumbotron is of zero help right now. We just have the wrestling logo up here. Still no change on the other two bouts. Nearly 30 seconds gone. Just a tie up here for Cadis and Kleiman in this sudden victory period. They're out of bounds. Patton has been turned to his back. Patton giving up near fall points, and he gives up four. It's Caleb Patton now trails 7-0. Still no score for a single leg. Cadis trying to fight this off. Late 3 seconds to then. The takedown is awarded to Kleiman with 1 second on the clock. Wright has been reversed and trails 2-0 to Michael Gorell. Caleb Patton still down still here on match three. 7-0, about 40 seconds. Coming down to 10 seconds remaining. 10-1 now as Patton has been taken down, and that's going to be your final. 10-1, Caleb Patton. 2-1. Two to one, down to 7 seconds remain. Okay, should have us now. Wright drops the consolations with a 2-1 loss. Victor Bonus is down here in his bout, leading 1-0 over Trace Furman of Montgomery. Apologize for technical difficulties. Not sure what happened, but we lost connection here at the Giant Center in Hershey. Just to recap so far what has taken place in this preliminary round locally, 107 pounds Braden Hanning was a winner by fall. He is into the next round. Mason Wright at 139, Carter Cadis at 139, and Bergenstown and Caleb Patton of Wash High all were defeated in their pigtails at 139, 139, and 145 respectively. Victor Bonus is out here now. He'll be followed by Alec Palko on that same mat, mat number one. And after that, just one more preliminary round bout, and that's Malachi Peak at Best Center at 189 pounds. So that gets you caught up on where we are here in this pigtail round. I apologize if our live feed was knocked away during the Wright Patton. I think we probably had all of the Cadis bout before any interruptions, but not exactly sure. Victor Bonus still leading 1-0 here over Trace Furman. They are in the third period, about a minute to go. And Bonus in control right now, coming up into a camel stand, trying to peel away. Down to an ankle goes Bonus and comes back up the body to maintain control. Good job by Victor Bonus here against Trace Furman. Out of bounds with 41 seconds remaining. Now it's Furman trying to sit out here, coming to his feet. 1 point escape is awarded, so we're tied at one. Bonus and Furman tied at one. 25 seconds remaining in regulation. We had overtime on this mat with Cadis. Could we see it again here with Bonus? They go out of bounds. A stall warning against Bonus. That's his first. Clock was running. They never stopped it there. They're going to have to add a little bit of time here. The clock is still running. We're going to head to the scorer's table and get that straightened out. Probably should be at least 15 seconds remaining. See where they decide to They're going to say 21. I don't think it was that much. Where are they at? They're going to say 20. Okay, 20 seconds as we get set to restart. Looking for Malachi Peak. He's on deck mat 5. That'll be our final local action here in this preliminary round. Shot attempt here by Bonus. He's in on a double leg. Running out of time, and time will expire. Sudden victory period coming. Overtime, mat 1. Overtime, mat 1. Bonus ear to ear with Trace Furman of Montgomery. Furman got a single here. Whizzer applied by Bonus, and he's going to try to. Now it's just a good scramble here between these two. It's a who's got who. Still locked through the crotch is Furman. Bonus trying to break that hold. Come out to the side near the edge of the mat. Maybe caught a headlock, and he does. Victor Bonus with a headlock is going to get the win. He's going to get the fall. Time of the fall, 6:33. Victor Bonus is your winner from McGuffey, and he will advance here into the round of 16. Victor Bonus, your winner. Bonus's next opponent at 152 pounds will be the Northwest champion, Hudson Homan of Grove City, who has a record of 41-2. Alec Palko, taking fourth out of the Southwest region for the Jefferson Morgan Rockets, comes up on mat 1. 36-10 on the year. He takes on the fifth winner from the Southeast, Cooper Hershey, out of Littlestown. Hershey with a 41-16 record, with a fitting name to be wrestling here at the Giant Center. They are underway. 160 pounds. Alec Palko, Cooper Hershey, both sophomores. Palko in on a single leg. Hershey trying to fight this off, gets locked through the crotch. Now a roll by Palko. Palko driving, close to getting the takedown, and he has it. Alec Palko out to a opening lead, 3-0. Throws legs in here quickly on Hershey. Now out to the side, going to turn Hershey. I don't think he can pin him out of this. He doesn't have a whole lot to deal with, but he is going to get near fall points. He'll roll back over and collect the 4 points. 7-0, Alec Palko with the lead. Power half now on the left side, going to try to turn him again. Let's go with that. Still has the leg in here, does Palko. Got a 4 count. Or got a 4 near fall points, I should say. Now collecting more here is Palko. This time a little better chance of maybe picking up the fall, but rolling on through again is Hershey. They have not awarded the near fall yet, but the official is holding more back points for Palko. And they will award them now. 11-0, 4 more near fall points. And we're going to see some, is it injury time or blood time to Hershey. Looks like it's in blood time. Good start for the Rockets of Jefferson Morgan. Braden Hanning picked up a fall in 1.5. And Alec Palko out to an 11-0 lead here in the first period. Malachi Peake still listed on deck. Mat 5, Beth Center. We'll keep an eye out for that action as well. Actually, the blood time is to, I guess it is to Palko. They were cleaning up, or maybe they're just, not sure. Both have blood on them. I'm not sure who's bleeding, actually, but they're cleaning up Palko now. I think that may have been the case. I think it was blood time to Hershey. They got him stopped and cleaned up, and now it's, maybe not. Now they're working on the face of Palko, so this might be Palko who is bleeding. Either way, getting everything cleaned up. Palko's still being attended to, though, so I think they got that all squared away. So we're good to go here And back underway. Palco leading 11-0, 39 seconds remaining in this first period. It's nice when we can focus on one bout, I will tell you that. Out to the side is Palco again, trying to work this bar. 15 seconds. If he turns him here, which he's close to getting him going, he could end this thing in the first period, but now he's run out of time and get a potentially dangerous call as that shoulder got a little precarious there for Mr. Hershey. Still 11-0 the score. Time expires in the first period. Still 11-0. Choice is going to be to Palco. He says neutral. Initially, he was pointing down, but looked over at the bench and changed his mind. So let's go neutral. Shot attempt here by Hershey, but quickly fought off by Palco, and he lands on top for another takedown. That makes it 14-0. One turn will do it. Now looking for a cradle is Palco. Couldn't quite get that locked. Now comes out front. Again looks for the cradle. But now just flattens Hershey out. He might just let him up here. And he will. 1 point escape makes it 14-1. Takedown for Palco would do it. Palco, double leg. And he's in. Close to getting the takedown here. Trying to fight it as Hershey, but he can't fight it off. And the takedown will end it. 17-1 tech fall for Alec Palco. Time of that tech fall, 2 minutes 39 seconds. And Palco advances into the round of 16. And in that round of 16, Alec Palco will take on the Southeast champion, Layden Acevedo of Berks Catholic, record 37-6. Malachi Peak will be coming up here very shortly. As this bout is wrapping up on Mat 5, one quick little break here for you, and we'll have that action next here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Perfect timing as the whistle sounds on Mat 5. Malachi Peak out here at 189 pounds, taking on Xavier Stockman of Johnsonburg, who is a sophomore, record 36-13. Peak comes in with a record of 40-6 as they go out of bounds. Just 13 seconds into the contest. First action on the left side of the arena. I've been either middle or right the entire time, and now first action on either Mat 5 or 6 here at the Giant Center. Peak with an underhook. Tried to get leverage on Stockman. Again goes this underhook on the left side. Trying to get Stockman off balance. Close to the edge of the mat. They'll just circle back in, still on their feet. They'll separate. Head-to-head tie-up now. Fighting for wrist control here. It's Peak. Shot attempt now by Stockman comes up empty, and they're out of bounds. 48 seconds remaining here, first period, between Malachi Peak and Xavier Stockman. Happy to have you along here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. We'll have action for you throughout 2A girls and 3A action here from the Giant Center in Hershey. Five seconds remaining here, opening period. No score between Peak and Stockman. Down to inside 10 seconds. Really, nobody's been close to scoring here in this opening period. And we have reached the end of one. Malachi Peak, a senior. And it'll be Stockman working from the bottom here for the second period. Roll attempt by Stockman, he'll get away. 1 point escape, and Stockman has the first lead, 1-0 here on Beth Center's Malachi Peak. These two have never faced each other. They do have some common opponents that they have both faced, but never crossed paths. Of course, Stockman only a sophomore, Peak a senior. We're back into this tie-up situation here between Peak and Stockman. Nobody's been close to a takedown. In on a leg now. As I say that, Peak has the first shot, and he does get the single leg, lifts Stockman and takes him down, and he'll take a 3-1 lead as they're close to the edge. Stockman kept a hand in bounds, so they haven't blown it dead yet. Now they have to. They're both out of bounds. Both of these guys lost to Kyle Scott of Tyrone earlier this year. They both defeated Braden Taggart of Bentworth in this season. And they also both faced Connor Ward of Westmont Hilltop. Peak faced him several years ago and won 7-1. Stockman earlier this year, a 6-3 decision. Stockman to his feet again. He'll cut away, get the escape. It's 3-2. Down to 35 seconds remain. Shot attempt there by Stockman comes up empty. Reshot by Peak, and they're out of bounds. 31 on the clock. First time to States for Malachi Peak, and he gets that honor as a senior here for Beth Center. Shot attempt by Stockman comes up empty, and then he takes off for the edge of the mat. Peak can't get a reshot. May have a gave a penalty point. I noticed that Peak went to the official pointing to his face like maybe his eye or something. They awarded a technical violation and a penalty point to Malachi Peak. So he leads 4-2. And now Peak working on a takedown at the very end of the second period. He'll wrap up the double leg, and he gets the takedown. Leads 7-2 as we head to the third. Malachi Peak, 7th place finisher in the WPIO as a sophomore, 3rd as a junior, 2nd this year in the WPIL, but in those previous 2 years that he went to Altoona, he was not able to qualify here for Hershey. After an escape for Peak in his third period, he leads 8-2 with 15 seconds gone in the third. It will not be long before we see some more local action at 107 pounds. Braden Hanning is listed in the hole on mat two. That'll be round of 16 action. Stockman misfires on a shot, and Pete gets an easy takedown as he wraps him up. 11-2. Malachi Peak leads with a minute 27 to go, and he signals for an optional start here on the restart. To his feet comes Stockman, an easy escape. 11-3 the score. Now, ear-to-ear tie up here with an underhook. Now, trying to hit a headlock with Stockman. He whiffed on it, and Malachi Peak able to fall on top for the takedown. 14-3, Peak leading. And no signal optional start again here with a minute two remaining. And Stockman will easily get the escape, 14-4. Yeah, Stockman was, that was a what do you got to lose kind of move. Went for the headlock, missed, and I mean, what the heck? Give it your best shot. And they're out of bounds. 43 seconds remaining. 14-4, Malachi Peak leading. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan in the hole. Mat 2 as we'll get our first round, our round of 16 underway here very soon. Peak leading 14-4, 20 seconds remaining. And they'll go out of bounds. A little rebound for the local wrestlers in this pigtail round with the last three bouts following three straight losses. Assuming Stockman doesn't hit that headlock he attempted earlier, down to about 5 seconds now. And they're out of bounds with three on the clock. Still 14-4. And Malachi Peak is going to advance here at 189 pounds. Peak is going to take on the Southeast champion Adam Waters of Faith Christian with a record of 29-2. 14-4, major decision for Beth Center's Malachi Peak. Step aside, bring you back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. Our preliminary round is done locally, and we will have the round of 16 starting here very soon from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Getting ready for the round of 16 to get underway. Actually, it is underway on mat 6, but that is not local action. Our first action we're looking for will be on mat 2 with Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, and then we'll have a bit of a hiatus, if you will. Won't see another wrestler until 133 pounds. Give you a little recap of what happened in that pigtail round. Got off to a great start with Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, getting a win by fall at 107 pounds. Then we kind of went on a skid from the Washington County perspective. Mason Wright of Best Center, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown, both losing tough bouts. Wright lost a 2-1 decision. Cadis lost in overtime, 10-7. Caleb Patton, then of Wash High, was defeated as well. 10-1 the final on that major decision. So three straight losses, but a nice bounce back. Victor Bonus picked up a win for McGuffey. Alec Palko, and that win was in overtime, by the way. Alec Palko with a decisive win. Tech Fall at 160. And Malachi P getting a decisive major decision, 14-4 victory at 189 pounds. So overall, 7 pigtail bouts locally and a 4-3 record in those 7 bouts as we get set for round of 16 action, where we will see everybody now. We saw those 7 of the 12 wrestle in pigtail rounds. We'll see the other 5 in addition to those others. Well, I shouldn't say that. Everybody will wrestle here in this round coming up. First we'll have a round of 16, then we'll have a consolation round. So everybody will wrestle again today, I should say. But Braden Hanning will get us started at 107. We'll see Lucas Barr of McGuffey at 133. And then we'll get into that area where we have quite a few wrestlers. Now, we won't see Wright, Cadis, and Patton in this set, in this round. It'll be in the consolations coming up. So in this round of 16, 139, Drake McClure of Bentworth, and then 152, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, 160, Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, 160, Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan, 189, Malachi Peak of Best Center, and then we'll get our first look at Noah Lehue of Best Center at 215, and at Colin White of West Green at 285. So we'll see 9 of the 12 2A local wrestlers in this round of 16. And then, of course, there will be a round of consolations to follow. A look at the overall time schedule here from the Giant Center, just to keep everyone up to date on what's happening here. We have our first round that will be getting underway, is just now getting underway. And we will see Hanning coming out here on mat 2. He's just about to go. First round consolations will start at 12:30, and then the girls tournament begins at 2 o'clock. So we'll get you the rest of the schedule in a bit, as Braden Hanning is out here right now. And Hanning quickly tried to hit a side headlock right out of the gate, now getting around behind him here, and being taken down is Braden Hanning. So Hanning went for a big move out of the gate, came up empty, and now he finds himself behind. And now, close to going out of bounds. They will be marked out of bounds. Just 22 seconds in, as Hanning is taking on Cooper Deputy, Chestnut Ridge. Undefeated on the year. Tall task for Hanning. He'll come to his feet and separate. And Deputy right back in again with a quick takedown. That'll make it 6-1. And now running a bar here on the right side. He's going to turn Hanning. Hanning bridging up, trying to keep his shoulders off the mat, but this is not looking good for the 107-pounder from Jefferson Morgan. Hanning trying to fight off his back here. Deputy looking for the fall. He's got a lot of time to work with. There's the fall. Time is 58 seconds as Braden Hanning has been pinned. And again, he will not wrestle in consolations today. Anybody, any round of 16 loser where a pigtail winner was involved those wrestlers will wait until the next round of consolations will be tomorrow morning. So wanted to see if those two, Hanning and Deputy, had met last week in Altoona. They did not meet last week, and certainly quick work made by Cooper Deputy, who remains undefeated now at 49-0 on the season, and Braden Hanning has dropped into consolations. So next wrestler we'll have up will be at 133 pounds. We'll have a little bit of a break here from the Giant Center as we await McGuffey's Lucas Barr, and then at 139, Bentworth's Drake McClure also coming up in this round of 16 before we get into some of the heavier weights. But it will be a little bit of a break here from the Giant Center in Hershey as we once again will wait until the 133-pound weight class and McGuffey's Lucas Barr. So we'll step aside for a bit, take you back to some programming from WJPA-FM, and we'll be right back here to the Giant Center in time to catch Lucas Barr at 133 pounds. Coverage of the PIAA State Wrestling Tournament here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey as we have the PIAA State Wrestling Tournament. Class 2A action here on 6 mat on the Giant Center floor, and we are into our round of 16. Next local wrestler we have up is Lucas Barr out of McGuffey, and he is in the hole on mat 3, so we're looking forward to seeing Lucas Barr here momentarily. Also coming up in this round of 16, once we get through our bar match, we'll probably have another little break before we get into the rest of the action. Victor Bonus at 152 out of McGuffey. Owen Ivsik, we'll see him for the first time at 160 pounds. We'll see Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan at 160 and Malachi Peak of Beth Center at 189. Those both wrestled and won in their pigtails. And then for the first time, we'll see Noah Lehue of Beth Center at 215 and Colin White at 285. Any winners will move on to quarterfinals tomorrow. Losers will drop into consolations, and it depends on the bout as to whether they will wrestle a consolation later this morning or whether they have until tomorrow to worry about being eliminated. Anyone who is wrestling in a bout that involves a pigtail winner Those wrestlers will not be in elimination bouts today, but instead in that second round of consolation tomorrow. So that would certainly be the case. It will not be the case for those three that lost earlier in the pigtails. Mason Wright, Carter Cadis, Caleb Patton. They will all face elimination bouts coming up here later this morning. Braden Hanning, for instance, will not wrestle again today. He'll be wrestling in consolations tomorrow. You know, should we see losses from Bonus, Palco, or Peak, those guys would be in the same situation where they would not wrestle again today but would wrestle tomorrow in consolations. But any losses from these guys we're going to see for the first time, they will be dropping down into consolations later this morning. So this is something to keep an eye on as we get on through our local action. 12 total wrestlers still here. Boy, it'd be nice to take all 12 to tomorrow, but certainly there will be some elimination bouts coming for our local guys in this opening round of consolations. Let's get you the whole schedule. We started to get through that before and then had to get to our Braden Hanning bout. So we have a first round of consolations that is scheduled for 12:30. Now, I'm sure it's going to run right on in, but scheduled for a 12:30 start to the first round of 2A consolations. Then will be a 2 o'clock start for the girls. Now, the girls don't have a pigtail round. The girls just start in their round of 16. So it'll be a first round at 2 o'clock. They estimate a first round consolation starting at 3:30 on the girls' side. And then 3A will get underway very much the same format as 2A with a pigtail and first round starting at 4:30 this afternoon. They anticipate the first round consolations getting underway at 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow morning, it'll be a session of 2A again to start. That'll start at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. You want to get up early tomorrow for 2A. 8 o'clock in the morning will be the quarterfinals round consolations. And that will be followed by a third round of consolations at 10:30 in the morning. On the girls' side, they'll begin tomorrow with quarterfinals at 11:45, and their second round consolations will start at 1:15. AAA will start at 2:15 tomorrow with quarterfinals and second round consolations, and a 4:45 start to their third round of consolations. And then when we get into the next session, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, this is where it all kind of comes together. The semifinals for 2A, 3A, and the girls all starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening with a round of consolations starting at 9 o'clock as well for all three. The consolation, there's extra consolations. There's fourth and fifth round consolations starting at 9:30 tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. The consolation finals for all three are set for 11:30 Saturday morning. And then the parade of champions for all three, 2A, 3A, and girls, starting at 3:45 Saturday afternoon with finals to start at 4 o'clock. That's the part I was talking about earlier. Hard to imagine you add a whole other tournament with the girls coming in and you're able to wrap up earlier than you used to. It's kind of an interesting deal here. But they've formatted the schedule as such. And the finals for all three of these tournaments, three separate tournaments happening here at the Giants at the same time. The finals will start at 4 o'clock on Saturday. All right, coming up, we're going to have Lucas Barr. He is still on deck on mat 3. We'll have that bout for you when we return here to the Giant Center in Hershey. WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails, visit historic towns, and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. Our focus on mat three as we await Lucas Barr. Barr at 133 pounds is going to be taking on Andrew Capek of Sullivan County. Capek, a junior, 34-9 record on the year. These two have not met. I found it interesting, though, there's one opponent here that certainly is familiar, Drake McClure, who we will see at 139 pounds. Trying to see if he's listed anywhere on deck yet. I don't believe so. But Drake McClure out of Bentworth, Barr is 3-0 against in his career. Andrew Capek wrestled McClure earlier this year and was pinned. So just a little common opponent to look at. I don't know how much that really plays in, but it's something to look at because the two have never met in their careers. Lucas Barr, Drake McClure at 139, and then the next action we'll see is Victor Bonus at 152. So we may be able to stick on the air here for both Barr and McClure, although, like I said, do not see McClure's bout listed in the hole anywhere just yet. Drake McClure is down toward the bottom. He will be taking on one of the pigtail winners out of the 139-pound bracket. So, yeah, he will be the last 139 bout to be called. So don't see McClure's bout on the big board yet, but we do have Lucas Barr on deck here on mat three. Good crowd on hand, as you hear the crowd in the background. Always fun atmosphere here at the Giant Center in Hershey. Runs like a well-oiled machine. I was complaining about the Jumbotron earlier, but they got that sorted out. The way they handle the wrestling action on the mats, it's always run very well here at the Giant Center in Hershey. And amazing how many bouts they get through in the course of a three-day tournament. Final minute of action in the bout that precedes Lucas Barr. All the moaning and groaning you hear, I believe, is from the action on mat. I believe it's mat six. There, it's a 3-0 bout between Bishop McCord's Carfley and Lewisburg's Michaels. Added another 139-pound bout to the board, but we're still waiting on McClure. See where he will end up in his round of 16 bout. And Lucas Barr will be heading to the mat momentarily. Final 10 seconds in the bout preceding his. Again, we'll focus strictly on the local wrestling action for the early round stuff. once we get further into the tournament. Tomorrow, I'll be with you tomorrow morning for 2A, but then once the girls get underway, we'll switch over to Greg Warnock and Greg Smith to bring you the action here from the Giant Center. And they'll be doing the same thing, following the local action for the early round stuff, but assume they will stay on the air for much of, if not all, of the semifinals that'll take place tomorrow night. And certainly they will be on the air bringing you the entirety of the championship finals on Saturday. Barr to get underway. Drew Capek of Sullivan County. And here we go on mat three, the big giant center mat. Lowering his level here is going to shoot in. Malley just tie up head-to-head. Now a quick shot here by Barr. Went with a single. Switch to a double. Comes up the body. And close to taking down Capek and may have him right on his back. Not giving up the... Never even gave the takedown. Now he'll break that arm free of Capek. Capek didn't have much there, but it just enough to fight off the takedown, which was pretty good for Capek because had the takedown been awarded, Capek might have ended up right on his back there. Barr lets him back up. It's 3-1. Now the two circle. Barr looking to come in low. Lowering his level as opposed to Capek. Got in there pretty slick on that opening shot. They'll tie up ear to ear again. 45 seconds to go, opening period. Another shot attempt here, but caught with underhooks is Barr. Couldn't get in as they head toward the edge of the mat. And out of bounds they go. 31 on the clock. Here in this opening period, Lucas Barr of McGuffey leads 3-1. Drake McClure is in the hole on mat 5. Drake McClure of Bentworth in the hole, mat 5. Shot attempt here by Capek, and he's in on the leg of Barr. 15 seconds, Barr sprawling back. Still locked through the crotch was Capek, but now he has to give up on that, and he tries to roll as Barr is looking for the takedown here. Barr hits the takedown and a half on the left side just as time expires. Couldn't turn him, no time to do that, but 6-1 is our score with a takedown from Barr. Choices to Barr, he'll defer. And Capek is going to choose top. Might be a wise decision. I don't think he wants to be turned by Barr. Barr quickly comes to his feet, turns and faces Capek, who drops down on a leg, now just has an ankle, and we get a potentially dangerous call there. As I think that was Barr's knee being twisted up as Capek grabbed that ankle. Barr to his feet, turns and faces, and we're back to the same position. Capek around the knee right now, locked through the crotch. And not going to be able to hold on to that as Barr pulling away. Now Barr comes around behind, and he'll get the two-point reversal. Make it 8-1. Barr hasn't really worked much to try to turn Capek. Earlier that takedown, he let him up pretty quick. And then the other takedown came right at the buzzer, so didn't really have a chance to work anything. 8-1 lead for Barr. Drake McClure on deck on mat 5. Barr with a bar and a half here, trying to turn Capek. And Capek might be in trouble. Close to getting stacked up here is Capek. Just can't quite get the shoulders exposed. No swipes. Trying to readjust here is Barr. Doesn't have it real tight. Now he is getting, well, he got one swipe, now two. Now he's getting near fall points. And Barr looking for the fall, but going to be tough to pin out of this position. Just doesn't have it real tight. And he will get the four near fall points. And I believe we have a headgear situation for K-Pack. They'll stop action. 12-1 the score after the near fall for Lucas Barr. And on the restart with 17 remaining here in the period, second period. And Drake McClure on deck facing another WPIL opponent. McClure will face Darius McNeil. End of two periods, 12-1. Lead for Lucas Barr. Winners here on to the quarterfinals. Barr would face the likely opponent would be the Northwest champion, Brady Slicker of Hickory. Well, 20 seconds going in this third period. Barr working from the top in the third. Trying to turn K-Pack again here is Barr, and he's got near fall points coming. This will do it, and that will end it. Tech fall is going to be 16-1. Time of the tech fall, they'll stop the clock at 4:52. So Lucas Barr, who has been at States every year but has never gotten to the podium, he will be in the quarterfinals for McGuffey at 130. So we'll focus our attention on Drake McClure of Bentworth. He's on deck on mat five. We'll have that match for you when we return here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Drake McClure still on deck for Bentworth. McClure at 139 pounds is going to be taking on Michael McNeil of Derry. So an all WPIL matchup when these two get set to square off. Next action we'll be following here in this round of 16 will be Victor Bonus at 152. They're just about to start placing 152-pound bouts in the hole. So keep our eye out, of course, for Victor Bonus of McGuffey as well. That bout preceding McClure's bout is into the third period. And Drake McClure and McNeil were the two that faced off in the 2A finals at Chartiers Valley High School. McNeil was the winner there by a 6-3 decision. But of course, when they went out to Altoona, McClure was your champion at Altoona, and McNeil dropped all the way to a 7th place finish in the Southwest region. Had to win a pigtail match here earlier today against Landon Hassel of Sharpsville. But it will be a rematch of the 2A championship bout between McNeil and Drake McClure. McClure certainly ended up with the better qualifying tournament down in Altoona for sure by winning the regional title. Defeated Trip Watson of Penns Valley did Drake McClure out in Altoona. Final 20 seconds of the bout preceding theirs, and then we'll see McClure and McNeil to mat 5. Drake McClure, an 8th place finisher a year ago here at the Giant Center, comes into this tournament with a record of 45-8. The junior out of Bentworth, McNeil out of Derry, only a freshman, is 31-17 coming into this bout. Time expires, and now here comes McClure and McNeil. McClure has been to Hershey. This is his junior year. This is his third trip, but had not been to the medal stand his freshman year. Took 8th. A year ago. We're about to get underway on mat 5. Here we go. Drake McClure and Michael McNeil. A rematch of the WPIL championship bout, which McNeil won. McClure comes around behind. Can't get the takedown. Right on the edge here. McNeil hanging on to a leg, trying to fight this off. Now it's McNeil kind of driving with that single leg, but I don't know that either one of them is going to be able to finish this on the edge of the mat here. They'll go out of bounds. 35 seconds gone in the bout. No score between Bentworth's Drake McClure and Derry Area's Michael McNeil. Victor Bonus in the hole, mat 5, so he'll be, we won't have a chance to miss him. He's not next, but the following bout on this very same mat, number 5. Shot attempt there by McClure, but he's caught in a front headlock by McNeil. Just about a minute gone in the bout. We'll circle near the edge of the mat again. Right there up against the hockey boards here at the Giant Center. They do have padding at the point of the boards that is closest to inbounds. They have some padding at each mat. Good thing. There's not a whole lot of space there between being inbounds and hitting the hockey boards. 45 seconds remaining for a restart here as they went out of bounds. Duck under attempt here by McNeil. Tried to get in on the leg of McClure. He's now caught in a front headlock by McClure. And again, we're right on the edge. A Shot attempt there by McNeil sends them off. 15 seconds to go, still no score. Quick shot, maybe a little too quick. Caution called against Drake McClure on the restart as he shot in before the whistle. 10 seconds remaining. Yeah, this looks like a bout of a couple guys that faced each other a couple of weeks ago in a high stakes bout, and nobody wanting to make a mistake here in the early going. No score after one. Following McClure, Victor Bonus, and then Owen Ivsic and Alec Palko will both be coming up at 160, so we'll keep an eye out for their mat assignments as well. It'll be McNeil working from the bottom for the second period. McClure working a half here on the left side. That's peeled away by McNeil. McClure breaking him back down, though, to the mat as McNeil tried to get to his base. Leg in here for Drake McClure. They're trying to go maybe power half on the other side. On the right side. Now getting a little high here as McNeil maybe going to try to dump McClure over the top. McNeil almost up into a camel stand, and McClure riding pretty high. Trying to come to his feet here is McNeil. McClure's just hanging on with the legs in, and McNeil clearly trying to just come out the back door and dump McClure over the top. Still a minute to go. And they do stop the action for potentially dangerous, as McClure had all points lifted off the mat and was just hanging on. I don't know that he was ever going to be dumped over the top. He had the legs in pretty tight to where I don't know that was ever going to work for McNeil. Now McClure tries to hit a cradle right off the restart, and he may have it. McClure, I believe, yes, he does have the cradle locked in. How can he turn McNeil with it is the next thing. McNeil trying to break the cradle, but he's going to go to his back. McClure has McNeil going to his back and pin just like that. Got the cradle off the restart, turned him to his back and pinned him. Time of the fall is going to be 3 minutes and 26 seconds. There was no score in the bout. McClure wins by fall. He hit the cradle off of the restart. He was already in control, so no points for a takedown there. And then basically as soon as McNeil's back hit the mat, he was pinned. There was no back points to be awarded. It was just a no-score bout, and McClure pinned him instantly. And Drake McClure will move on to the quarterfinals at 139 pounds. He joins McGuffey's Lucas Barr, local wrestlers, into the quarterfinals here at the state tournament. Victor Bonus is on deck now on Mat 5. No sign of our 160-pounders just yet. We'll have that Victor Bonus bout coming your way after this. Here from the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Victor Bonas will have a, a tall task in front of him, though, as he will have the Northwest champion Hudson Homan of Grove City, 41-2 on the season. These two actually did meet earlier this season. The Fred Bell Tournament, championship semifinals of that tournament, and Hudson Homan was winner by Tech Fall, 20-4 and 2-15. So Bonas knows what he has in front of him here. And he'll be coming up on mat five. Still no sign of a couple of 160-pounders. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan to be coming up. Looks like it should be Palko who gets called first because Ivsic is toward the bottom of the bracket at 160. After the 60-pounders, there's three more to look for here locally. 189 pounds, Malachi Peak of Beth Center. 215, Noah Lehue of Beth Center. And West Green's Colin White at 285. So far, three wrestling in the first round of consolations that will be following here, scheduled for 12:30. Those three, Mason Wright of Best Center, Carter Cadis of Burgistown, and Caleb Patton of Wash High. And for the sake of the local guys, we hope that's all that we'll see in that round of consolations. Braden Hanning has lost earlier in this round, but he won't wrestle an elimination bout until tomorrow. Same would be said for Bonas and for Palko and for Peak. Should any of those three lose, they wouldn't wrestle elimination today. So if we can see victories from Ivsic, Lehue, and White, those three that I mentioned earlier, Wright, Cadis, and Patton, would be the only three that would face, that would possibly face elimination later on today. 2 o'clock start for our girls' coverage. 14 from Washington and Greene County. Greene County gets their first representative to the girls' tournament, Josie Mason of West Greene at 136 pounds. Greene County bringing a total of four wrestlers to Hersey this season. Hanning and Palko from Jefferson Morgan, Colin White, and Josie Mason from West Green. Will not have any Green County action in 3A, and interestingly enough, those listening on greensports.net, at least for the foreseeable future, we will not have 3A wrestling on greensports.net, as the Waynesburg Raiders will be dropping down to 2A next season. Starting to see 160-pound bouts being called up. And there is Alec Palko just now popping up in the hole, mat three. So Palko will be coming up here as well. Victor Bonas still waiting on mat five for a showdown with Grove City's Hudson Homan. Bonas was a winner in overtime in his pigtail at 152 pounds. That was after we saw a loss for Cadis in overtime. Bonas was able to get the victory over Trace Furman in the sudden victory period. Trace Furman out of Montgomery. It's a tight battle on that five between Judas of Baldy Galeria and Walther of Comwall Egan at 145 pounds. We're in a third period where Judas leads 1-0, but they are wrestling neutral, so it's not like we could see an escape to tie things up. That is where we'll see Bonus and Homan momentarily. Still no sign yet of Ivsic as far as the mat assignments go. There'll be 11 3A wrestlers coming up. That 3A action later on this afternoon is scheduled for a 4:30 start. After we get through a first round and one round of consolations for the girls. All the girls' action to begin at 2 p.m. And, of course, we are tied up. Must have been a stall call or something on Mat 5. We're knotted up, so we may have to wait a little longer to see Victor Bonus. Penalty point or stall call. Something happened down there on Mat 5 to even things up. And we're down to 10 seconds with a 1-1 tie. Alec Palco going to take on Acevedo of Berks Catholic at 160. And Owen Ivsic will have Bishop McDevitt's Nikki Negron, the runner-up in the Southeast. Well, there we go. We got a takedown at the end of regulation. So no sudden victory period needed on Mat 5. Homan and Bonus will be coming up here momentarily. Again, these two met in the Fred Bell tournament back on January 24th. It was the semifinals of that tournament, and Homan was able to beat Bonus by tech fall, 20-4 in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Victor Bonus, his first trip to States as a senior. Had made three trips to his last trip there last week was his third trip to Altoona. Missed going his sophomore year. But went to Altoona for the third time this season, and for the first time from Altoona qualified to make it to Hersey. So congratulations to Victor Bonus qualifying for the state tournament in his senior year. Overall record for Bonus through the years, 129-60. Homan was a state runner-up a year ago. He's also a senior out of Grove City. State runner-up last year, took eighth the year before, and his freshman year was a fourth-place medalist here at the Giant Center. So looking to add to the hardware is Hudson Homan. Victor Bonus would love to see the podium here in his senior year. Shot attempt here by Homan, though, and he quickly with a double leg, but a nice roll here by Bonus to get out of bounds, and takedown is not awarded as they head toward the hockey boards. No score. Homan sweeps and gets the left leg. Now he'll double it up and get the takedown, and then just as soon as he takes Bonus down, he lets him up. 3-1, and back in on a shot here is Homan. Coming up around the waist of Bonus, and he's going to get another takedown. Bonus just couldn't fight it off for very long. Quickly let up again, 6-2 the score. Homan no interest in riding here, just a quick takedown and let him up. But this time caught with an underhook by Bonus. A reshot though, and now Homan had Bonus taken down and gone to his back momentarily. Didn't try to hold him there, just lets him back up 9-3. Three takedowns, very quick for Hudson Homan out of Grove City. Ear-to-ear tie. Homan leads Bonus 9-3. Three takedowns, three quick escapes. Underhook here on the side, now trying to come around behind as Homan. Close to another takedown. There it is, 12-3. And I said, these two met earlier a couple of months ago, and not even a couple of months ago. A tech fall for Hudson Homan, and this one appears to be following a similar pattern. 12-4 now after another takedown escape. Now back in on the leg here is Homan. Right on the edge of the mat, hits a cradle on the edge of the mat. And tries to turn Bonus, keeps him in bounds, and now looking for the fall is Homan. 15 seconds on the clock. Bonus will belly out. The four near fall will end it. Yes, 19-4. Tech fall time, 1:48. And Hudson Homan quickly sends Victor Bonus into the consolations. So that's, like I said, a similar pattern to what was seen before. This one even a little bit quicker. The time before came in the second period, 20-4. This was 19-4, very similar score, and done before the first period came to an end. So Bonus drops to consolations. He will not face an elimination bout today. He'll be in the second round of consolations. And now we await Owen Ivsic. Actually has passed up Alec Palko on the big board. Ivsic is on deck. And the reason he passed up Palko is because he's on deck mat 5, and we just saw that bout end very quickly, unfortunately, for Victor Bonus. So we will have Owen Ivsic, it looks like, coming up next. He's on deck on mat 5. We'll have that action for you when we return here to the Giant Center on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested in where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
So Owen Ivsic is on deck mat 5. Alec Palko is on deck mat 3. At least they're side by side. I would have preferred 5 and 6. A little easier to watch them both at the same time, but it is what it is. Owen Ivsic at 100. Both these guys at 160 pounds. Ivsic is going to face Nicky Negron of Bishop McDevitt, a junior with a record of 37-10. And Alec Palko faces Layden Acevedo of Berks Catholic, Southeast champion, sophomore, record 37-6. Looks like we will probably, barring a quick fall or something on mat 3, we'll probably see Owen Ivsic first. As he gets set to face Negron. These two have met in the past. And they have split. So we've got a little bit of a rubber match going on here between Ivsic and Negron when they come up. Met earlier this season at the Powerade. And Negron picked up a fall in that one in 358. So Negron's most recent victory in the series. But Ivsic had a 5-4 decision last year here in the first round. So this is a rematch of last year's round of 16, interestingly enough. And that was a 5-4 decision for Owen Ivsic. So familiar territory for these guys. They both start their tournaments with the same opponent. Ivsic looking for his first state medal. He's been here three times. This is his fourth trip. Every year, Ivsic has qualified for Hershey, but has never made it to the podium. He'll try to do that, obviously, here in his senior year. And for Nicky Negron of Bishop McDevitt, just a junior, he does have a little bit of state hardware. That came last year as a seventh-place finisher at 160 pounds. So stage is set. Negron and Ivsic. We still got about a minute, almost a full third period, actually, of the 152-bout preceding theirs. And Alec Palko coming up here just about as quickly. Almost guaranteed to see them both on the mats at the same time. Palko and Acevedo. These two have not met. And they're the common opponent we can look to the most here is Ivsic. Ivsic defeated Acevedo earlier this season in overtime. And when Palko has wrestled Ivsic, it has mostly gone the way of Owen Ivsic. Palko did pick up a victory 2 weeks ago at Char Valley over Ivsic, but that wouldn't have been two. Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Yes, Palko was the winner 11-4 decision over Owen Ivsic, but Ivsic has won the other four meetings between he and Alec Palko. Final seconds ticking away on mat 5, so we will have Owen Ivsic and Nicky Negron ready to go on mat 5. Palko and Acevedo will wait just a little bit to get underway on mat 3. Here we go, Ivsic. And Nicky Negron of Bishop McDevitt. Third meeting between these two. Last meeting was at the Powerade where Negron was a winner by fall. And the ref says, let's get going. Here we go, underway. Ivsic shoots in, gets the single leg here. Wizard applied by Negron right off the bat. Ivsic now trying to elevate that right leg and close to getting the takedown here, but he couldn't get the other leg. Now tries to come around behind, and Negron comes to his feet. And a lot of action there, but now they'll just be neutral and head out of bounds. Boy, close was Ivsic there on getting an opening takedown. Just couldn't grab the second leg. And that gave Negron an opportunity to get to his feet and able to fight it off and they go out of bounds. Good opening effort, though, by Owen Ivsic. Tries to lower his level again. Now ear to ear, Ivsic and Negron. They'll separate again. Palco will be coming up shortly here on mat three. Palco already has wrestled once today with a victory in the pigtails. Back over here to Ivsic. 56 seconds gone, still no score. Ear-to-ear tie-up between Ivsic and Negron. Palco heading out on the mat to take on Acevedo. Leighton Acevedo of Berks Catholic. We'll get another restart, even though the two just were going to head right back into the circle. They're going to go ahead and blow the whistle and give them a restart. That's between Ivsic and Negron. Ivsic shoots in, caught in a front headlock here by Negron. Palco still not quite underway. Underhook here from Negron on the left side. And now Palco is underway. Got a clock issue on the Ivsic bout. They're over to check the scorer's table. While they have a pause, here's a double leg shot, but comes up empty there for Palco. Caught in the front headlock by Acevedo. Underhook now from Acevedo. Try to come around behind, now gets in the leg, but quickly Palco able to break that, and they're back to neutral, head-to-head. Back underway, Ivsic, down to 10 seconds to go in the first period. Ivsic and Negron out of bounds with 5 on the clock. Minute 15 to go in the Palco first period. No score, head-to-head tie. Time expires on the Ivsic first period. They'll go to the second. Choice is going to be to Negron. He chooses bottom. Palco and Acevedo. Not really anybody close to scoring here so far. Acevedo had the one shot on Palco. He was able to break it pretty easily. Negron quickly gets away for an escape to start the second period, and he takes the first lead. Negron up on Ivsic, 1-0. Front headlock from Negron on Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. And Palco and Acevedo will separate once more. 30 seconds to go in their first period. Still no score between Palco and Acevedo. Ivsic trying to come to his feet. He's caught in that front headlock. Now comes to his feet, ear-to-ear tie. Still 1-0, Ivsic trailing. And they're out of bounds again. Closing in on the end of the first period between Palco and Acevedo. And that'll do it, no score. Ivsic, minute 15 to go. Choices to Palco in his bout. He's going to choose bottom to start the second period. Negron leads 1-0 with a minute to go in the second over Owen Ivsic. And they're out of bounds again, 54 seconds to go. Caution called on the restart on the Palco bout. Caution called against Acevedo to get the second period started as Acevedo works from the top position. Quickly to his feet is Palco. Now lifted by Acevedo and, not quite broken back down to the mat. Palco able to maintain his feet to get out of bounds, but Acevedo still in control. Now a chance here for Negron. Lifts Ivsic, and he's going to get the takedown. Negron with a takedown with 22 seconds to go here in the second period leads 4-0. Palco will separate in his bout to get the first point there. He leads 1-0. Escape for Ivsic as well. It's now 4-1, and Ivsic shoots in. Ivsic on a single leg, but out of bounds as they hit the hockey boards. 7 seconds remaining in the second period. Ivsic down 4-1, restart coming. 1-0 lead for Alec Palco after a second period escape. Time expires in the second for Ivsic. Trailing 4-1. He'll work from the bottom for the third. Shot attempt here by Palco, trying to get in the leg of Acevedo. Acevedo panning back will break that hold. Now it's Acevedo trying to come around behind. If he can clear that leg, trying to come around behind. Palco trying to fight it. And we get a stalemate call. I thought Acevedo had a chance to work there. Stalemate is the call. 50 seconds to go in the second period. 1-0. And now we got a stoppage here. They're going to go look at the clock in the Palco bout. Meanwhile, Negron shoots in on a single leg as Ivsic had an escape 4-2, the score after the Ivsic escape. Minute and a half to go in that bout. They're still delayed on mat three with Palco. Not sure what the something about the clock. They're working through that. Now to a minute 15 to go for Ivsic. They're neutral. Ivsic trailing 4-2. Palco back underway now. And out of bounds is Ivsic. Minute 8 to go. 4-2 lead for Negron over Ivsic. Palco leads 1-0 in his bout with 40 seconds to go in the second period. No one been taken down in the Palco bout. Just the one escape for Alec Palco to start the second period. And they've now we get a stoppage here. Somebody might have got poked in the eye. Look like they're checking with Palco. Negron and Ivsic out of bounds, 47 seconds remaining. And now they want a trainer to come take a look at. Now, maybe there was blood. We're going to clean up Acevedo. Stoppage in the Ivsic bout as well. Some headgear problems for Negron. Quick stoppage for Palco. Whatever the trainers needed to deal with, they did. We're back underway. 40 seconds to go for Ivsic, trailing 4-2. 20 seconds to go, second period. Palco leading 1-0. Down to 30 seconds for Ivsic. Shoots in, comes up empty on a single leg, does Ivsic. And close to going out of bounds again, they do, as Palco comes to the end of his second period. It'll be Acevedo working from the bottom for the third. Malachi Peak is on deck mat six. We'll go right into action for Beth Center momentarily. Palco trying to maintain control on the leg here of Acevedo. Lifts, trying to get him back down to the mat, and does a nice job. Palco maintains control. Acevedo back to his feet. Ivsic running out of time. Out of bounds they go, just 2 seconds remaining. And Owen Ivsic appears to be headed to consolations here. Negron got the best of him at Powerade, and it appears that he'll win again here. Got another caution call, though. That's a double caution. Hit them both. And that will do it. 4-2 the final. Negron is your winner over Owen Ivsic, who drops to consolations. So we will see Ivsic in an elimination bout later today. Palco on a restart with a minute 36 to go. Still in control, and then we get a potentially dangerous as Acevedo comes to his feet. And Palco was completely lifted off the mat. Peak on deck mat six. Malachi Peak of Beth Center. Palco has Acevedo flat, but now Acevedo comes to his base. Coming to his feet, and a stall warning against, I believe he held Acevedo. He did indeed, green. I'm not sure why we get a restart, though. That almost seemed like a stalling on top, but he held up green. Down on a single leg here is Palco. Trying to maintain control, but now eventually, and Acevedo is able to finally get free to tie the score at one. There's a minute 7 to go. We're tied at one between Alec Palco of Jefferson Morgan and Berks Catholics, Leighton Acevedo. They're in a head-to-head tie up here. Nobody's really been close to a takedown in this bout. I have to believe we may be headed to extra wrestling. However, I'm interested to know if that stall was indeed against Acevedo or if he just maybe held up the wrong wristband. Because obviously in a 1-1 tie like this, whoever has been banged for stalling already cannot get hit again. I said, I believe it was Acevedo, but it almost felt like a stalling on top call, which would have been Palco. And we're headed to sudden victory here. Got to keep an eye out now for 215-pounders. They're not being called yet. Peak is, I think, a little bit ahead. So here we go, sudden victory. Alec Palco looking to advance to the quarterfinals in overtime. No one has been close to a takedown. Palco scored first, if that should come into play. Down to 35 seconds. I mean, really. Acevedo had one shot in the first period, but Palco easily got the leg free, and that's really been it. Uh-oh, look out, off balance. Palco trying to get out of bounds. He's going to be taken down. He got off balance. Acevedo came around behind, and Palco nearly got himself out of bounds, but he was taken down on the edge. And Alec Palco, that's a tough way to lose. He's going to be dropped to consolations. Palco will not wrestle in consolations today. He'll be in consolations in the second round tomorrow. But Palco has been defeated here in the round of 16. Malachi Peak is coming your way. He's on deck on mat 6. And actually, we'll take one little quick break here. And Malachi Peak coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Malachi Peak just underway, and right off the bat, a quick shot and takedown here for Waters out of Faith Christian. Malachi Peak taking on the Southeast champion, Waters. And now in a tilt, giving up some near fall points here is Malachi Peak of Beth Center. Waters 29-2 on the year. Peak, after a victory in the pigtails, has a record of 41-6. But boy, oh boy, quick takedown right off the whistle for Waters. A tilt for 4 back points, and Peak finds himself down 7-0 here. There's only 35 seconds gone in the bout. On a restart, Peak comes to his feet. He'll separate and get the escape. 7-1 the score in favor of Waters. And Waters went to a single switch to a double, came right up the body, and forced Peak right back down. Takedown 10-1, Waters of Faith Christian. Two more local wrestlers to come after this bout. Beth Center's Lehue at 215, West Green's White at 285, and Peak's being tilted again. Malachi Peak giving up near fall. I believe 4 more. Indeed, 14-1 as they go out of bounds. 40 seconds remaining, first period. Malachi Peak has kind of run into a buzzsaw here in the person of Adam Waters. And this is going to do it. Another tilt. Near fall coming. And your final is going to be 18-1 at 132. Tech Fall and Malachi Peak drops to consolations as well. We're going to have a busy second round of consolations for sure tomorrow. Braden Hanning will be wrestling in that round. Victor Bonus and McGuffey wrestling in that round. Alec Palco will wrestle in that round. Malachi Peak will wrestle in that second round of consolations. And then, of course, you're hopeful we see Wright, Cadis, and Patton all in that round as well. They would have to win later to get into that second round of consolations. Still two more bouts in the round of 16 locally, and Noah Lehue of Best Center is now listed in the hole on mat 3. Lehue of Best Center in the hole, mat 3. We'll step aside, bring you back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. Two more round of 16 bouts to go, and then we will have a round of consolations where right now we have four wrestlers so far in that round. Lehue and White, hopefully they don't end up there, but a loss by either one or both, they would be headed to that first round of consolations coming up at 12:30 as well. We're back to the Giant Center in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025. We're happy to have you along here on WJPA AM 1450, also on WJPA.com. and on greensports.net. Thank you for tuning in here to our coverage of the PIAA Wrestling Championships at the Giant Center in Hershey. Quick recap for you so far. Here's what we have as we await our next local wrestler, Beth Center's Noah Lehue, coming up at 215 pounds. He is still listed in the hole, and we still do not see West Green's Colin White being called up just yet. So far, we have two guys that have reached the quarterfinals here in 2A. 12 wrestlers from the local area in 2A competing here in this tournament. And the two that reached the quarterfinals did so almost simultaneously. Lucas Barr was one after the other. Lucas Barr of McGuffey and Drake McClure of Bentworth. Barr at 133, McClure at 139. Still two more that could reach the quarterfinals. We've got Noah Lehue coming up here momentarily at 215 and Colin White at 285. The rest of the group, eight wrestlers in total, are in consolations. We'll have three of them wrestling in this first round of consolations scheduled for 12:30. Those three are Mason Wright of Best Center at 139, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown at 139, and Caleb Patton of Wash High at 145. And then we've got five others who are in consolations that will not face elimination bouts until tomorrow's second round consolations. Those five are the following: Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan at 107, Victor Bonus of McGuffey at 152. I missed one in the consolation first round. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth at 160. So it's four in the first round of consolations and four in the second round of consolations. The second round of consolations: Hanning, Bonus, also Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan at 160, and Malachi Peak of Beth Center at 189. So right now, as it stands, there'll be four wrestlers facing elimination in this opening round of consolations. And we hope it stays at four. That would mean that Lehue and White both advance to the quarterfinals. Noah Lehue is now on deck on mat three. And Colin White is yet to be called, yet to be assigned a mat. So we'll be awaiting the action there. 14 wrestlers on the girls' side. That tournament to start at 2 o'clock. 13 from Washington County and one from Greene County. First ever entry for Greene County in the girls' tournament. 136 pounds, Josie Mason of West Greene. And then in 3A, all from Washington County, 11 wrestlers competing, mostly from Canamac. Canamac's had a pretty good year as far as state qualifiers. Seven Big Macs have qualified for the state tournament here. And the other four in 3A, three of them are from Trinity and one from Ringgold. That's it. Just three schools represented in our 3A coverage. Canamac with seven, Trinity with three, and Ringgold with one. Nobody from Peters Township. I guess Peters Township, technically the only other Washington County 3A school that we could have had a representative here. And obviously Waynesburg, still wrestling 3A this season, did not have anyone, but had one wrestler qualified for the region. But Rowan Tustin did not wrestle, scratched before that tournament began last week. So nobody here from Waynesburg. Noah Lehue still waits on deck, and in fact, there was some blood time running. However, that match before him is a little lopsided. It may end a little early here. Still something that maybe takes a little bit of getting used to is how quickly these scores can add up with the new scoring system. I say new. It's been around now a couple of years, but the still takes a little bit of getting used to. The three-point takedown, the four-point near fall. You know, that old five-point move can be a seven-point move, and the points add up in a hurry. And that's why we do see this bout come to an end. On mat three, and Noah Lehue, here he comes. Noah Lehue, a Best Center, 215-pounder here in the round of 16. Lehue taking on Jacob Schwaim of Line Mountain. As they come out here on the Giant Center mat, mat three. These two have met before, met in the Thomas Automotive Tournament. That's that Bedford tournament out there. Lehue was a winner, 4-0 decision over Jacob Schwaim of Line Mountain. We're underway. It's Schwaim who gets the first shot here on a leg down around an ankle of Lehue. Now trying to come through the legs here is Schwaim, is draped up and over and around the waist is Lehue. Now through the crotch, Lehue. Scramble here from these two. We'll see if anybody's able to work with this or we end up in a stalemate. Schwaim has the ankle. And Lehue locked through the crotch. Now Lehue's maybe going to try to get out to the side. Both guys still working here. Now trying to come through the legs is Swain. Swain might be in a little bit better position here. Sprawls out, though. And now trying to come around behind his... And we're going to get a potentially dangerous call. So that's going to halt everything as Leahy was close to getting out from under and maybe around and behind, but he had that leg caught up underneath Swaim, and I think that's what led to the potentially dangerous call. So we're back to neutral position here. Not that we were always in neutral, but back to our feet. 50 seconds on the clock. Shot attempt, double leg shot here, and a takedown for Leahy. Just a blast double from Noah Leahy. Shoots in and takes down Jacob Swaim. And a 3-0 lead for Leahy. To his base comes Swaim. Half applied there on the left side momentarily by Leahy. Now he tries to switch and go to the right side. It's in there, but it's pretty loose. Swaim trying to come to his base. Broken back down by Leahy on the edge of the mat. Nearing the end of the period. And that'll do it. 3-0 at the end of one. Noah Leahy leads Jacob Swaim. Leahy looking for his first hardware here at the state tournament. In fact, only his second appearance here at the Giants Center. He finished third in the region this year after taking a WPIL title for the first time. Won sections, won Whippeals, took third at Altoona, and Leahy's first trip to states here as a senior. Leahy gets a takedown here as they started neutral in the second period, and now with a cradle is going to take Swaim to his back. Looking for the fall here is Leahy. That's got to be close. Can't see the far shoulder from the angle here at the Giants Center, but there can't be much room there underneath that right shoulder of Jacob Swaim. Leahy tries to readjust. Looking for the fall. There it is. Time of the fall, 2:54 for Noah Leahy. And Leahy, a third Washington County wrestler into the quarterfinals, joining Lucas Barr of McGuffey and Drake McClure of Bentworth. Colin White will try to be the first and only from Greene County to reach the quarterfinals. He is in the hole on mat two. We'll step aside. We'll have Colin White coming up to close out our round of 16 of local coverage here from the PIAA Wrestling Tournament at the Giants Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered.
Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Still remaining in the hole here is Colin White, so we have him in the hole, Matt, too. And a little bit of time here before we get to the Colin White bout. Looks like we will probably have a little bit of a break in the action. We will certainly have a break in the local action, but a sizable one. But it looks like the entire tournament probably going to halt. We'll see if they change that start time, but they're not adding in the consolations to the match just yet. In fact, they could maybe move this Colin White bout around because it's kind of hanging out there, the only bout still remaining in the hole on mat 2. There would be an opening to move that to mat 4 to try to get it on the match quicker. See if they make that change, and they did. Just, they must have been listening to me. Colin White has been moved to mat 4 on deck. But there's the 6 bouts right now going on and 6 bouts waiting on deck. And the scheduled start time of 12:30 for the first round of consolations. And like I said, without putting any consolations on the board, it looks like they may hold for that 12:30 start time. So we'll have a complete break in the action, it would appear, for a little bit of time. And then we actually won't see any action locally anyway until 139 pounds with Mason Wright and Carter Cadis. They would be our first in that consolation round to watch. So we'll try to keep you up to date on the schedule. They'll probably make an announcement here before too long to see if it will be indeed until 12:30. If they try to cheat a little bit on the schedule to make sure they get a little bit ahead of the schedule, never hurt anybody. Try to make sure you get done with that round. Give you plenty of time to get ready for the 2 o'clock start for the girls tournament, but we'll just play that by ear and wait for an announcement as far as when the first round of consolations will get underway. Colin White's going to take on David Peters out of Greensburg-Salem, and that will be a rematch of the WPILs at Char Valley opening round. Colin White pinned Peters in the first period, so a favorable matchup for Colin White. Obviously an all WPIL matchup here between White and Greensburg Salem's Peters, and they're ready to go. Matt 4. How about that? He got his bout moved, and he's the first one to get ready to go here from the on-deck bouts. No, I don't think he was quite ready. Here comes Colin White, and I don't see an opponent yet. So these guys, maybe they didn't even know they got moved. Colin White just now takes off the warm-ups, and he's ready to go. And now we see Peters making his way to the mat as well. Colin White of West Green, fourth-place finisher here at States a year ago. But he's on a string of titles. Section title, Whippeal title, his second. Regional title, his first. And as a senior, headed to Kent State. Here he comes to start his senior campaign at the Giant Center. Now might not be the time to mention that West Green has never had a state champion. That's something we talked about a lot on greensports.net. They've had some very close near misses, but never had a state title. And Colin White be that guy. We'll see as he shoots in hard and gets an easy takedown. Started with a double leg, but ended up more like a bear hug. Just comes in and drives Peters to the mat. 3-0 Colin White leads. Apologize for that little ding-a-ling the computer decided to give us. Had a few gremlins this morning here at the Giant Center, but I think things are operating smoothly now. I hope so. White just has Peters flattened out here on the mat. Hasn't been close to turning him yet. 50 seconds remaining here in this opening period for West Green's Colin White. Trying to fight for control here underneath. Looks like he's trying to bundle up the arm. Now he's got this bar here on the left side. Down to 20 seconds, though, and boy, Peter's just flat. Just flat. Try to work a half here on the left. Now he's going to try to chin back. White going to maybe get enough time for some near fall points. Looking for the fall here very late. Time expires. They say enough time for four back points. I didn't know if he had enough time to get all four, but he does. 7-0 as White finally turned Peters at the very, very end of that period. They'll go neutral to start the second. Final seven bouts of this round of 16 on the mats, or on the mat and one on deck right now. Shot attempt here by Peters, caught there by White. Now White's going to come around behind. Has to bring him to the mat, and he does. Gets the takedown. It's going to be 10-0. Kind of. Thought he had it before that, but they now do award it. 10-0, White leading. And again, Peters just flattened out. White was able to finally turn Peters toward the end of the first period. Can he work this again? Gets out in front. Now circles around and comes around behind again as Peters tries to come to his base. Stall warning against Peters on bottom. Out of bounds they go. Flattened out again off the restart. Just 40 seconds remaining in the second period. Colin White in complete control of this bout, leading 10-0. And, I mean, Peters has not been able to do anything. Question is, can White turn him? He did once at the end of the first period. Try to get him off balance here, and Peters just looks like he's trying to edge his way to the edge of the mat. Now comes up to his base, does Peters. And he's broken right back down by White. Just 5 seconds remaining in the second period. And we'll head to the third with a 10-0 lead for Colin White of West Green. And the choice is neutral for the third as well. Close to a half hour break if they stick to that, well, you know, at least 20 minutes anyways. White gets another takedown here on the edge of the mat. 13-0. They'll bring him back to the center. And I think White was signaling to his bench maybe he would cut him here. It's going to be an option. No, he's not even going to get an optional start. Just says yes, automatic. Put him on his feet here. Automatic escape makes it 13-1. A takedown here for White would end it, and he's in on the double leg. Close to getting the takedown. Whizzer here from Peters, but how long can he hold it? Not long. There's the takedown, 16-1, Tech fall. Time of the Tech fall is 4 minutes and 33 seconds, and Colin White is on to the quarterfinals for West Green. That makes 4 from the Washington Greene County area. Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Noah Lehue of Best Center, Colin White of West Green, all into the quarterfinals. Breaking the action here at the Giant Center in Hershey. Looks like a sizable break in the action. Before we get to our 12:30 scheduled start time of the first round of consolations. Waiting on a time announcement, but going to go ahead and step aside. We'll bring you back and kind of wrap up things here, put a button on this, bring you right back to the Giant Center after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back here to the Giant Center in Hershey as we're kind of wrapping up our, even though this is not really the end of the first session, we still have a round of consolations to get to in 2A. We're going to go ahead and wrap up. They're going to be nobody wrestling here for almost a half hour. And then our first local wrestler coming up will be at 139. We have two at 139, one at 145, and one at 160. So just 4 wrestlers that we'll have coming up in the opening round of consolations. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. Sometime after 12:30, we'll be rejoining live here from the Giant Center to bring you live action of the 4 local wrestlers coming up with the elimination bouts here this morning. But for now, we're going to sign off here from the Giant Center in Hershey. And just stay tuned. Check back in sometime after 12:30. We'll have all the action for you of the local wrestlers in consolation. So long for now. From the Giant Center in Hershey, this is Jason Tennant on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. Consolation round coming your way here in about a half hour.